Well, ZANU-PF takes a very, very long to learn simple things. What it has now agreed to do is what we have always been saying, that the COPAC draft must go to the second all-stakeholders conference. It must be interrogated by the all-stakeholders, including ZANU-PF itself. We are happy that they have now seen the light, and for once, we are going to go to the all-stakeholders conference. So we are happy that we are finally moving. But we are unhappy that we were delayed unnecessarily, and yet there is a simple document to be interpreted, which is just one page, the Article 6 of the Global Political Agreement, which makes it clear that after COPAC produces the draft, it is that draft, the COPAC draft, that must be taken to the All Stakeholders Conference. Now the Politburo has agreed now that it is the COPAC draft that must go to the All Stakeholders Conference. They are raising another issue that a national report must be tabled for the stakeholders conference.
But would you agree to this demand that the national report be taken to the All Stakeholders Conference in order to unblock this logjam?
The national report cannot be taken to the All Stakeholders Conference because it will not be there. A national report, as I said, is to record what happened at the All Stakeholders Conference as well. So it will be an incomplete report. We are very reluctant to produce incomplete reports.